Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And Ian, you had some quick updates about this New Jersey diner and what is happening to the owner. Evidently, yeah. The New Jersey police, they really like changing people's locks on them.
Yeah, the diner owner, oh God, where did I put that story? Anyway, I had looked for updates because what happened was there's a New Jersey diner owner, for listeners just tuning in, he is refusing to close inside, and of course he's jumping through hoops, right? Like he's like, oh, we did this cleaning thing, we did that, you know, Corona thing. And that's not good enough in New Jersey, so they've threatened him. They've come at him with 12 different citations, and I guess there was supposed to be some sort of a court hearing yesterday about it, at which apparently, and it was hard to find an update, there has not been much written about whatever it was that happened yesterday, but apparently he's now also going to be facing a charge of basically what sounds like New Jersey's version of contempt of court. They used different terminology, and I don't have the article in front of me that I had before. But basically he's being charged with defying the court order. So the judge had ordered him to obey the Department of Health or whoever it was that was issuing him
right.
the summonses before. And so now he's violated a judge's order, which could very well land him in a jail cell. Because when you do
contempt of court,
right, they will punish you. And there's no limit to the amount of time usually that you can go to jail for contempt. So it's usually you go to jail until they feel like you're going to be a good boy.
Mm. Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Matt calling from Missouri. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going? I'm a longtime listener, first time caller.
He says this every time he calls.
Well, my first story is I have a masked bank story. You know, they don't let anybody in without a mask. Well, by God, I went into a lobby today without a mask, and if you
have
time, I'll tell you that.
What was that?
Where was the lobby?
The lobby of a bank.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did they give you a hard time?
No, they actually didn't.
Cool.
Actually, what happened is I walked in. I didn't want to go in the first place, but circumstances before that, I had to go. Wasn't happy about it.
Well, no one ever wants to go to a bank.
Well, right. Yeah, right.
Unless you're cashing a check.
So I go.
Even then,
dude. Well, we have to have you come in the lobby. Like, well, I don't wear a mask, so obviously this is going to be a problem.
So they requested you to come into the lobby?
Yes. Yeah, I went through the drive-through. Yeah.
Okay,
and they
that's
said,
unusual.
Oh, well, the lobby's open now, and what we do with what I had to get done, we do it in the lobby now. I'm like, okay, well, through my head, I already know that they're going to ask me to put a mask on. Well, I go in, and of course, she goes, do you have a mask? I go, no. I kind of look at her like, I'm not going to put one on.
Mm-hmm.
She goes over to the little drawer, grabs a mask, hands it to me, said thanks, and I just put it in my pocket. So then I see the manager go over to her, the woman that handed me the mask, and ask, kind of whisper to her, did you give him a mask? And she, you know, kind of shook her head. They obviously knew I wasn't very happy being in there. I told them why I was not happy being in there, you know, previous circumstances of other branches of that bank. And I sat in there. There was like three or four different customers all wearing masks. I did my business in 15 minutes, never wore a mask. Out the door I went.
Awesome.
That's a nice feeling.
It is. Matt, thanks for the good news. I'm glad to hear that, you know, banks, some branches are allowing people to get away with it.
I want to apologize to him, too, because there's been a crank caller who's called recently. He's one of these Jew-obsessed callers that we've had recently, and he opens every call with, I love your guys' show, or whatever. Like, he just, like, he tries to sound like he's familiar with the show, and he just wants to say the F word. And that wasn't the same guy, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
It is a feel-good story, and in the last segment I was talking about no one likes confrontation. So no one, everyone just wants to comply, put the mask on, and get in there and get their milk.
That's right.
But you know what? It works the other way as well.
That's right.
The store clerk doesn't want to be confrontatious with you either. So, I mean, a lot of times, and that's why the Walmart policy is, Here's your mask, let them in. But that's it. It's just like the shoplifters, by the way. And I probably not something you want to proclaim to the heavens that they won't stop shoplifters, but that's basically their policy. If they don't have a security person who is trained in taking people down, they're supposed to just let you go. You know,
let's keep going. We've got George calling from Tennessee. George, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, howdy. I'm George.
Hi, George. Hey, what's on your mind?
Some elevator music?
What? okay.
Was he playing a violin there or something like that? I don't know what that was.
I don't either.
Was it the world's smallest violin?
Yeah. Role?
We've also got Jen from Las Vegas. Jen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to give you a little update. I live in Las Vegas, and we wanted to just get out of the heat and kind of go up into the rural areas. Mm-hmm. And we went to a national park to go hiking. We're 10,000 feet up. We hiked pretty much all day. We may have passed 40 people, you know, groups of couples or whatever, hiking. Mm-hmm. And most of them, as soon as we get close to them, they would put on their masks. We would pass them and they'd take off their masks. I was losing it. And then my husband and me, we would sing as we're passing those people, rehumanize yourself. Rehumanize yourself.
Wow.
And I wouldn't try to make eye contact with them, but we met a lot of great people without masks, and we always stopped and had great conversations. But in rural, the country where I was, in the area I was at, we actually got to go into grocery stores, bars, restaurants. People were dancing. No, people were wearing masks, but nobody made you wear a mask. Mm-hmm. And I just felt so great going into these grocery stores. But so now I'm just starting to lose it back in Vegas after I've, like, experienced.
How bad is it there right now? I mean, is it still pretty desolate? What's it like?
Even where?
In Vegas.
Oh, it's horrible. So like, when I was going into this restaurant in rural Nevada, you know, where you don't need a mask, this lady gets back into her car. She goes, oh, we need our masks. And I told her out to the window. I said, hey, you don't need your masks. And she goes, yes, we do. We love our masks. And I'm like, oh, my God. And so, like, I'm starting to confront people. So yesterday back in Vegas, I'm waiting in line at Panda Express, so they have everybody outside. And I'm just starting to talk to people because we've got to do something, man. And I don't know what to do, but we've got to stop.
And when you say you're confronting people, I mean, what do you mean by that?
What's that?
When you say you're starting to confront people, what do you mean by
that?
Well,
I'm just saying, why are you wearing your mask? Don't you know this is BS? And you know, there's all this evidence, and I'm now going to print flyers, and I'm going to put them on cars and grocery stores. I stopped a kid. Like, what happened to the teenagers that are rebellious? Like, when I grew up in the 80s, so not like the 60s, but in the 80s, my version was to have a mohawk and, you know, be rebellious like that. Kids aren't even rebellious anymore. If I was a teenager, I would never be wearing a mask.
Great point. Yeah, what the hell, teens? Get with it.
I know, exactly.
It's all the soy. It's the soy and the fluoride.
And I say, are
great cocktail.
People wait for CNN for one day to, like, tell you that you can take your mask off? But I have a feeling this is forever, guys, and I guess I'm going to have to move.
Yeah, I think that may be what it comes down to. I think it may be that people who don't want to live a life of fear, which is this new lifestyle, apparently, will have to, like, make a point, kind of like the Free State Project, of migrating together to get away from this insanity. And, you know, I don't think you're necessarily wrong for speaking to people. I personally don't feel like it's my place to tell somebody, you know, my opinion about their clothing choices, even though I do think that it is contributing, you know, to serious problems down the road. So I don't think you're wrong for it. It's interesting, though. I bet you're going to have some very interesting confrontations if you start talking to people about their choices like that.
I'm definitely not in support of confronting people because if they want to wear a mask of their own choice, I mean, that's their business.
Yeah.
But don't confront me about not wearing one. 855-450-3733. That's 855-453, as in free of a mask.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
July 25th, we adopted April. She's a purebred orange and white Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dynavite. Dinovite. com. I said to John, I'm getting this. So the Dynavite comes, and I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always lays a little bit in her bowl. So we added a huge scoop of Dynavite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine. April gets Dynavite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dynavite is nutrition. She even walks like a little princess.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
On Dynavite, she's Little Miss Hollywood. DinoVite.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, talk radio that you control. The only show where you can call and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's Aria, Ian, and Conan. And ForkFest 2021 is happening, and we're already gearing up for it. It's June the 28th through July the 4th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire.
Yeah, 2020 was a good ForkFest.
It was. And it happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, or at least it did in 2020.
It's still intended to happen after.
But will it be the week after? I mean, it
should be.
It'll be after the Porcupine Freedom Festival,
yeah, it should
for sure.
Be the week after.
Okay. And isn't there a pre-party as well this year?
There might be. I've heard rumors.
Yeah. There's no ticket cost, though. So if anybody sells you a ticket for ForkFest, you got ripped off. So no one is in charge. It's completely decentralized.
By the way, sorry to interrupt you, but I don't know if you were aware of this, but one of our haters apparently told Carla from the Free State Project that what we were saying on the air was if you buy a ticket to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, yeah, that you're getting ripped off.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that.
did you actually say that?
No, of course we didn't say that.
We encourage people to go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but these people try to make it look like we are like on the attack, and that's not at all the case. I think the two festivals can coexist and be friendly, but not everybody wants to be friendly.
Yep.
So come and join us on Independence Day in the Shire at Rogers Campground, ForkFest 2021. Just book your RV site, your campsite, your motel room for, again, June the 28th through July the 4th.
I think you can book it now. I think
I'm
you
sure
can book
you can.
Up to a year in advance at Rogers.
Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Kirby calling from Indiana. Kirby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, everybody.
Kirby. Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm going to touch on two things. First of all, COVID. I sat down and did the math for my county last night because I wanted to see if it was what the CDC said. And it comes out to right about 0.04%.
Of deaths, you mean? People who were infected and died?
Yep.
Okay.
Came out to like 0.42, which is nothing.
0.042?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because
there's
only
the other zero in.
794 deaths.
Yeah.
Out of 6 million people.
Yeah.
But what I really wanted to touch on tonight was that garbage that went down in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Oh, is this the some cop shot a guy in the back and then people rioted?
They shot him from contact distance. The cop was no more than 2 feet away from him.
Jeez.
And they shot him in the back point blank?
Yes, 7 times.
Wow. What did they allege this man had done?
Apparently he was having an issue with his girlfriend. She called the police. The police came. The first story I heard was that they tased him. It didn't work. He had a knife in his hand. He said he's going to his car to get a gun. They followed him to his car, around the front of the car, to his open driver's side door, and stepped directly up to him and shot him. There were many ways to resolve that. They could have OC'd him and got him with the baton. There were many ways to do this, but they shot him from what they call contact distance, which is 3 feet or less.
Fully within the distance to apprehend, fully within the distance to handcuff, and you said it was more than one officer?
It was two of them.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy announced that he was going to his car to get his gun, you said?
Yes.
And the cops just like, they just moseyed on over with him?
Yeah. And the cop had his gun out at the time. So someone tells you, I'm going to go get my gun, and you allow it, and you're within touching distance, and there's two of you and one of him, and I'm sorry, but this has got to stop. I don't agree with burning down buildings, but...
Seems like an appropriate response to me. If no one's inside the building, you know what? Why not?
Kirby, are you a defund the police guy, or are you like a reform the police? What's your opinion on that whole?
I personally think the neighborhoods can police themselves if you allow them.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need somebody from another county who, and this is going to sound horrible, but we don't need somebody from Gas City, Indiana, who's never seen a Negro anywhere than on TV, working my neighborhood with a badge and a gun.
Before we get banned on the internet, I want to point out that Kirby is, in fact, black.
I think you can say Negro.
I said Negro!
Yeah, I don't think you can.
I think you just did, and I just did. Yeah, I think you can say
Negro. I can't say that on the radio.
No, I didn't say you couldn't.
Oh, okay. Oh,
we can't.
Okay.
Well, I just did.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, it's your Twitch account.
It just means black. It's Spanish for black people. That's what that means.
When I was growing up, my grandparents referred to us as colored.
Oh, wow. Somebody just got kicked off the radio for that.
Yeah, you can't say colored people anymore either.
But you were supposed, that was the politically correct term just a few years ago.
My grandmother
it was
used
people
to say
of
it.
Color.
I'm actually, yeah. From what I've. The way I see the mainstream media throwing it around, colored people, it actually sounds more offensive to me than Negro does.
Say that again, Kirby.
I'm offended by African American. I've never been to Africa.
Right.
My black family has been here for at least 15 generations.
Hmm.
I'm no part African.
Maybe we should just call everyone Asian American, since a bunch of people who allegedly crossed the Bering Land Bridge.
Well, we were all from Africa originally, if we're in America, then we're all African Americans. Right?
I am not touching any of this.
I just want to be a human being.
I know. Amen. Welcome to the club. Me too.
And I'm tired of this circus that we live in. You know, I mean, and back to COVID, I get dirty looks for not wearing a mask. But I wish somebody would say something, because I told you how I am. I have no problem with telling you, step off, go away. I'm not putting it on. And if you want to force me to put it on, let's do this right here, right now.
Yeah. Let's get video, too.
Yep. Kirby, thank you so much for the call. Stay strong, man. Keep wearing a mask.
Apparently, there was video of the Kenosha situation as well. Somebody got a cell phone video, and of course, the police are saying, you know, or the president of the Kenosha Police Union says, as always, the video currently circulating does not capture all the intricacies of a highly dynamic incident, and called the governor's statement about it wholly irresponsible. I guess some politicians are disagreeing about the matter, but there were witnesses, at least one witness with the video.
Apparently. Yeah, well, when people like Biden and this governor come right out and say we need to hold these officers accountable, they hadn't even seen the video yet. What happened to guilty or not guilty until proven otherwise?
That doesn't apply to police.
Well, I mean, I haven't seen the video yet. I don't know what happened.
I'm going to assume the police are guilty because they're the police and it's their job to kill people.
It's their job to follow the orders and uphold their...
But they don't follow the orders. They very rarely even know what the orders are.
This is also true.
This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Officials in Kenosha, Wisconsin are bracing for a third night of unrest after a black man was shot by police on Sunday. Today, attorney for the family, Benjamin Crump, updates us on the status of Jacob Blake.
It is going to take a miracle for Jacob Blake Jr. to ever walk again.
Blake's father saying,
"He shot my son 7 times
like he didn't matter."
Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers calling on protests to remain peaceful, as last night we saw lots of rioting and looting going on in Kenosha. The NFL seems to be doing a good job regarding coronavirus testing, the league announcing on Monday that there were zero positives among the players between August 12th and August 20th. You're listening to USA Radio News. During the Republican National Convention, President Trump met with essential workers at the White House. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains from Washington.
President Trump says his administration is not getting rid of U.S. postal workers. In a pre-recorded meeting with essential workers at the Republican National Convention, the president said that he cares deeply about the U.S. Postal Service. He met with postal workers, police officers, registered nurses, and doctors to discuss the coronavirus pandemic.
The University of Alabama has reported 531 COVID-19 cases at its Tuscaloosa campus since classes resumed last week as the city's mayor announced bar closures to stem the spread of the potentially deadly bug. The executive order closing bars and bars inside restaurants until September 8th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio is Aria, Ian, and Conan. And we actually did find the, Wakosha, something like that?
Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Kenosha, yeah. We found the shooting. And it's bizarre to watch because the cops, Larry's absolutely right. I mean, Kirby was absolutely right. The cops had plenty of opportunity to do something about this guy short of shooting him in the back.
If it's true, the claim that he said he was going to go and get a gun from his car, that was what the claim was.
Yes. And they let him get all the way
to
his
car. Even though they were right behind him the entire time. Now, the video we saw is only about 25 seconds long. It shows the man sort of coming around the side of the car, walking into the street to go to the driver's side door. Yeah. And the police are right behind him, within an arm's reach the entire time. So it wasn't
like they're escorting him to his door.
It's almost like they're escorting him to the door. But the cop that's like closest to him kind of grabs at him a little bit before he gets to the door to try to open it. But it's not a real like determined grab. He just sort of like grabs at him a little bit. And then when the dude finally opens the door, the cop gets behind him and just blasts him.
Yeah, you mentioned during the break, it almost looked like he wanted him
yeah.
to reach for his gun. He was just aching for it.
If he didn't want him to reach for the gun, then why wouldn't he have stopped him before he got to the damn car, knowing that he was going to get his gun? If indeed that was what he had announced, was that he was going to get his gun.
Which would be a stupid thing to tell the police.
If the cops draw, because again, the cops have their guns drawn on him through the entirety, basically, of this video. Maybe at the very beginning, he's kind of behind the car, so I wouldn't be able to be 100% sure they had him out, I think, the whole time, but I think they did. Anyway, the cops had the guns on him for seconds and seconds in this video. The whole time, they could have taken him down if that's what they wanted to do. If you draw your gun on somebody, you're supposed to be ready to shoot them. The idea, generally, when you draw a gun on somebody isn't to, like, follow them around and then take them down. The idea is you draw a gun to get them to stop moving and you take them down at that instant, or else you have to shoot them.
Yeah.
You don't wait 20 seconds and, like, pace around and, you know, follow this guy.
And as Kirby mentioned, there's other methods. There's the tasers. There's batons.
Sure.
There's two of them. They could have tackled the guy.
Yes.
Of course. All right. But this is... Just saw the video for the first time, but yeah. I've also heard... All right, so first there's the... he's beating his girlfriend or something. There's a warrant on it for this guy?
Well, there was an argument with his girlfriend. I don't know if we had to say he was beating his girlfriend or not. I don't know. I wasn't there.
And, of course, and he was in a scuffle with these guys, and which kind of...
Complaint was, quote, family trouble.
It looked like he was just sort of walking around.
Woman that called the police, police said Blake, quote, isn't supposed to be there and took the complainant's keys and is refusing to give them back. This is from the police logs, basically. So somebody listened to the radio traffic of the Kenosha Police Department, and they sort of pieced this together.
Well, we'll get the leaked body cam footage in 2 months from somebody.
Blake did have a warrant issued from a domestic case where he was arrested back in May. So probably missed court would be my guess or something if... You know, he had a warrant out for his arrest, but they hadn't arrested him.
Yeah, probably a bench warrant. Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Mortified Penguin calling. Mortified Penguin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. Hey, guys. I'm really split whether now that you, Kirby called, great caller, by the way, and brought that up. We've been talking about it in the Discord. Not talking about there. If anybody wants to discuss it, we'll just go over to the discord.lrn.fm. But I called about the nation state. And, I mean, honestly, a lot of listeners on the show are patriotic, maybe a little nationalistic, a lot of nationalistic and ultra-nationalists sometimes in the Discord, especially in the toxic user zone. You know, there's a little trend of that, and there's quite a big trend of, you know, the patriot types. And, you know, I kind of want to say, like, if you're going to be a really hardcore nationalist to think the nation and the national culture should be upheld against people that want to subvert it, and you get all this weirdness, and it really does exist. I mean, let's look critically. Like, you should look critically at every claim that's made that there's such a thing as a national culture, because if you were a Frenchman or an Englishman, let's say, or anywhere, and this still applies now, but, like, you know, 500 years ago, they every single culture but the one national culture that was allowed to continue when the nation states were founded were wiped out. Every language, every local tradition and local way of dress, all those cultures but one were wiped out in all these little countries when they made their little nation states and formalized their borders and governments. And so, if you're for culture and tradition, the nation state's the number one destroyer of culture and tradition and local governance in history.
I don't think that's the fault of the nation state. I think that's probably the fault of communication becoming more and more accessible. Radios were invented. Televisions were invented. Phones were invented. The internet was invented. So culture sort of homogenized as people wanted to be more like each other. Nobody wants to be different.
Well, I don't think that's true.
Their team versus my team. That's the way. That's what the people live for.
Yeah, I mean, he's talking about the history of the nation state where people are actually oppressed into accepting some other culture. I mean, that is absolutely true in a lot of cases.
But, yeah.
Right? Mortified Penguin, isn't that what you were saying?
Yeah, I mean, and to counter Arya's point, because it's definitely a true thing. I mean, yeah, we've got the internet, so everybody's communicating in English on the internet. But why do we have, you know, France with French and Germany with German and England England with English when actually those countries, I mean, sometimes each little village in each separate valley had a different dialect. I mean, and it was all pushed.
Well, they still do have different dialects.
Sure.
They have different accents. Yeah. I mean, but it's very inconvenient for me to go to Swansea and find that they're speaking an entirely different language. That's not convenient at all.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, in cities like New York City or D.C. or a lot of these places, there are little Chinatowns and little Italies. Sure. And in a lot of these cases, you're going into a place where a number of people do not speak your language. And you didn't have to go there, but if you wanted to go there, odds are they'll still take your money and sell you stuff.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, you know, you can still kind of get by.
Yeah, and if you ever met anybody from Africa, I mean, most of the time, you'll sub-Saharan Africa, you're usually going to meet somebody that speaks three or four languages, including, you know, English, because that's just how you got to live in a lot of the world.
I think you're both right, though. I think that, you know, the history of the nation state has been oppression and forcing culture down people's throats. In fact, you know, the conservatives here, a lot of them have this nation culture borders thing that they tout. But I think Arya is also right that there is a bit of homogenization going on out there, and we can see there's now this culture of fear. There's this culture of safety that we were discussing earlier in the show, and that's something that is definitely you're seeing outside of national borders.
Absolutely. And I don't like seeing it. Do you?
I think we made that pretty clear, yeah.
No, I was asking one if I penguin.
Culture of safety. I mean, you know, there's a whole, I don't know, about the COVID thing. It's complicated, and it has to do with a lot of people's personal preferences and everything. And I certainly think that people's preferences and local conditions should probably govern them in a bottom up world. So we don't have like rural Montana have the same lockdown restrictions as Midtown Manhattan. You know, I mean, I think people can generally govern themselves.
They don't have the same restrictions, but they're definitely not allowing people to govern themselves.
No, because that's the government's job, right? I mean, they want to govern.
And
that's why they
want to
become the government.
Apparently, people enjoy this crap.
Mortified Penguin, thank you so much for the call. It does seem like people enjoy this crap, and I think there's a certain giddiness in like these convenience store workers when they tell you you have to put on masks, because these are people who are not used to having
authority.
Any authority over people, and then suddenly they do.
And it's
suddenly
like
they can boss everyone around.
And it's like I said, it's team versus team. Mm-hmm. You've got two different teams hitting each other right now, and one of them's are the maskies, and the other ones are the antis.
Yeah, and we're hopelessly outnumbered, it would seem.
Yeah.
855-450-3733.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria, Ian, and Conan. And from mid-March to mid-July, Divi, the new easy-to-use cryptocurrency that we've been promoting here on the show, increased in value by over 10 times. Nothing is stopping Divi from increasing exponentially again, and actually that's their goal. Divi's price jumped 10 times in correlation with the release of their beta wallet. Will it go up even further when the wallet is fully released? I don't know. But we're happy with our decision to hook up with Divi a year ago. You can go to DiviProject.org and begin earning Divi by starting a masternode or by staking Divi. They even have a lottery for people who stake the coin. Opportunity has knocked every day here on Free Talk Live since last September. Will you answer? That's DiviProject.org, DIVIProject.org. Now, we have a story here about the Portland police and what's going on there with the far right. Evidently, Portland is still home to lots of protests.
It's been going on for at least a couple months now, I think.
Oh, yeah, since the George Floyd killing.
Yeah.
Since day one.
And the alt-right people have started showing up.
Mm-hmm.
And so the cops were attempting to sort of keep the peace. I don't want to ever say that cops were trying to keep the peace, but they were trying to not escalate things, and they've given up, basically. And we're going to get into that, but real quick, let's go to the phones. We've got James calling from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Real quick, see, my time's not limited like people that call in with boring, harrowing mass stories like Kirby and other dummy sycophants. You'd rather me calling about that, wouldn't you?
I don't really care what you're calling about.
What were you calling about? Just get to it.
Oh, really? You don't speak to other guests like that or callers?
That's because no one else is as rude and as awful as you.
James, let me ask you something.
Rudeness.
James, do you ever re-listen to yourself? Do you ever listen to yourself?
tune in. I don't need to listen to what I already know.
I know I'm the best caller that's ever been on the radio.
That you're lucky I haven't come up there and crushed your skull.
Oh, my God.
With your bare hands, too, man. That's pretty strong.
He probably watches American History X on repeat, and he watches the curb stomp, you know, scene over and over and over again because he's a sicko like that.
James, I want to know, what is your issue with Conan?
I just call in to talk to people about serious issues. That's all I ever did.
Well, we're waiting for it. When are you going to get to it?
Okay, pizza guy.
Okay.
The ugly man in the room.
Okay, James. This is it. Now we're ready. Okay. What do you have against Conan?
You literally remind me of what...
I don't know what I remind you of. And you're not answering my question, so... Have a good
night,
James.
He just wants to insult people.
I don't know.
Like, he's often very funny about it. I mean, we can see
he did all right last week. He was holding on there last week, but
I just want to know what he has against you.
He has something against all of us.
He hates everyone on this show.
Yes, but he hates Conan especially.
I think he used to like me, actually, on some crazy level. And then I said something, maybe it was about his dad or something, and he's turned on me.
So the Portland police are giving up. The Portland Police Bureau appears to have all but given up, according to the Huffington Post, on policing the far-right factions brawling in the Oregon City streets. And that makes it sound like different far-right factions are fighting each other.
Well, I mean, that wouldn't surprise me. I mean, there's infighting amongst the far right, just like there's infighting amongst, you know, the left, just like there's infighting amongst the libertarians. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me.
It's more extreme, I think, among the alt-right from what I've seen, because they're already hateful and toxic.
Sure.
So you sort of compound that by putting them into groups. Despite a recent escalation in violence that has seen those extremists throwing explosives, brandishing guns, and in one case, firing guns at other protesters. It's common to see far-right extremist groups like the Proud Boys exchanging blows with counter-protesters. They've been doing that for years, evidently, often as PPB officers watched until a riot was officially declared, and then police cleared the streets using tear gas and other munitions. So this evidently...
The cops get to shoot at everybody.
Yes. It must be like a holiday for them.
Because if they did something beforehand, like if the cops stepped in when the first punch was thrown, which would be what they should do if they wanted to actually, like, supposedly keep the peace, then they would be able to say, oh, we know it was this guy who threw the first punch. You're under arrest.
Yeah.
And then other people, unless they pile in at that moment, might stand back and let the arrest happen. But, of course, the police are afraid they're going to get piled on.
Hmm.
So they just stand back and they wait until it becomes a fracas. And then they're like, all right, now we can start shooting. Because then they can just shoot at anybody. And then they just issue the order to say, all right, get off the streets. Time's up.
Yeah,
if you don't get off the streets, then they come at you.
Right.
Over the weekend, however, police took an entirely hands-off approach to the fighting, even as the demonstrations grew more violent than ever. As officers stood by on Saturday, the Proud Boys and their far-right friends attacked and intimidated anti-fascist protesters using paintball guns, mace, fireworks, aluminum bats, and various firearms. According to the Washington Post.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, the way this is written, it makes it sound like the far right are the ones that are the only ones doing the attacking. And I'm certain that the leftists are also attacking the far right. Not to say that the righties aren't attacking the leftists. I'm sure that's happening, too. You're probably getting both of those things happening. But the media is only saying the far right is attacking the left, and that is BS.
Yeah, and the issue is that the left, the people on the left who are attacking the far right here, they adamantly insist that the far-right people, the Proud Boys, deserve to be attacked. They're all the bunch of Nazi people.
And that they are only peacefully protesting the alt-right.
Yeah.
A lot of times they were just standing there guarding a building and or a statue, and bricks start getting thrown at them. Not saying that the alt-right isn't starting some of this nonsense.
Well, they certainly are.
But I don't know. I see a lot of the bricks being thrown coming from one particular group, and the mainstream media isn't reporting on that as much as they should be, which is, I think, is sad. And why would they go that route unless they emphasized with that group?
One of them, notorious Proud Boys organizer Alan Swinney, was seen pointing a gun at protesters, his finger on the trigger. Another Proud Boy.
Protesters.
What?
They called the article is listed them as protesters.
They are protesters.
They're rioters.
Well, there's probably some rioters and some protesters.
Usually the protest is early in the evening, and then they all go home. All the moms and stuff go home. And
well,
then,
the
and
photograph of the man with the gun is taken during the daytime. It's not the one you're looking at right now, Ari. I think it's earlier in the story where he's just like a man with a mask is pointing a pistol.
Yeah.
That's broad daylight.
It is. I mean, both of the pictures are broad daylight. Meanwhile, over a loudspeaker, police encouraged those present to, quote, self-monitor for criminal activity. In essence, the police bureau had thrown up its hands. In a statement...
Well, once again, they're not obligated to protect anyone, nope. So they don't, you know, there's no legal responsibility that they have to even be there. They could just stay in the police station and play cards if they wanted to.
I know you're right, but I wish more people understood that.
Yeah, they don't get it.
Well, they have to put on a good show, Ian. They can't do the card thing because then that'll make them then they won't get paid. They won't be getting paid next month. So they kind of have to be there and it watch from a distance.
What do you mean they won't?
The
get
more
paid?
People because no people because exactly. Arya, you just brought it up. A lot of people don't realize that they don't have to protect us. It's not really their job.
They're not going to stop paying taxes.
Well, it is supposed to be their job.
But the more people who figure that out, the less likely the normies out there will want to actually pay for a cop who's just going to sit there and play cards. So no,
even the libertarians
they have to put a good show. And it's the same thing with the teachers. They kind of have to show up to work every now and then.
Well, I mean,
to get their paycheck.
It does benefit the way people think about them, but I don't think the average person is ready to stop paying taxes in protest. That's what it'll take. If you actually want to defund the police, as some of these people are saying, well, stop paying for them.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it's cryptocurrency.
I think this year there's going to be a lot of agencies that more and more people are going to wake up to, like teachers, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why am I paying for this? Distance learning. My kid has been locked in my living room all year. I made my own cubicle for him so they can talk to some teacher across the city. Why am I still paying the same damn taxes that I was last year?
Yeah, I hope people do ask that question because they may come to the conclusion that it's because they're afraid of someone stealing their home. Because that's really the reason, right?
Oh, that's what it is now.
Yeah.
They just haven't said it yet. No, they haven't said it out loud yet. Just say it out loud. You're paying your taxes, everyone out there, you're paying your property taxes because you don't want goons coming to your house and stealing your home.
It's not just property taxes. I mean, if you don't pay any taxes, the IRS can and will confiscate people's homes.
A whole other set of goons.
Does IRS take people's homes from them?
I think so.
They'll take your property to pay what you owe.
Hmm.
855, maybe somebody out there knows more about it. 855-450-FREE.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.